This is the Becoming a Better Man podcast, where men come to get over themselves so they can get to the next level for their health, wealth, and relationships in ways we never thought possible before, doing it together as one. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Becoming a Better Man podcast. My hope, as you can probably hear, is that I'm in the car. I'm actually in between patients today, so bear with me. I'm still having some internet issues at the house, in the home studio, so we're going to try and kick it back a little bit, and then next week, episode should be able to get back onto the usual kind of studio setup with the mic and all that good stuff. So thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for tuning in. And let's talk this week about apathy. So if maybe you've heard this as a term before, it's not one I think that guys tend to use very much when we're describing our situations or kind of what we're facing on a day in and day out basis. Apathy is something that can be thrown around in some smaller circles, typically in like a psychological or even some spiritual circles, right? We'll discuss being in somewhat of an apathetic state of being. And I want to kind of break down a little bit about what apathy is and how that shows up in our lives as men and kind of some ways to combat that. Okay, so first thing, we'll get off with a little bit of a definition. And before we do that, though, I just want to thank you guys for subscribing to this podcast, especially this is a subscription-only episode. So thanks to you guys for your support. I appreciate probably more than you will even know, because that just, it helps me a great deal in terms of being able to put together usually higher quality episodes. So my apologies for the internet issues that I'm having and not being able to use the mic and that professional setup. So nonetheless, I want you all to hopefully be thankful for the quality of the content, even if the production quality is not what it normally is. So I hope that you're able to hear it, and I hope that it goes through well as I kind of spread the message that God's put on my heart today to speak to you all about. So apathy, what is it? All right, so apathy is, by definition, right, is the A preface of it, prefix, so probably a better term for it. The A means without or absence of. And then pathy is just kind of like a Latin or Greek term for and don't quote me on that, but pathy, especially in my medical terminology background training, any kind of pathy is like a disease or a suffering, right? So apathy is by definition to be without suffering, right? And so in ways that shows up is we can tend to be kind of indifferent, right? Or drifting, or just kind of blah, you know, like we're just apathetic. We're indifferent. We're not one way or the other. We're not hot or cold. We're just kind of in that middle lane cruising. And, some guys I'm close with, we were discussing this actually last night in our men's Bible study, talking about apathy and how it shows up for us. And, you know, we tend to be, and many of you are finding this podcast or have been listening to this podcast since the start because of some sort of suffering in your life, right? I started the podcast as a result of some suffering in my life and the journey that suffering set forth. And, you know, it's very easy for us to be dialed in when we're in a period or in a season of suffering. Isn't it? You know, oh shoot, like I'm really frustrated right now with my weight or my health. I don't like how my body looks. You know, it's like I'm doing good for a while. Like my exercise habits are dialed in, my diet habits are dialed in. And then I get great results. I look fantastic. I feel really proud of myself. I feel incredible. I'm energetic. And then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, I'm getting on the scale and I'm, you know, I've got the gut again and I'm overweight and I'm feeling sluggish. Like, what happened? You know, have you been there? Right? I think we all have. And a lot of that's a result of apathy. Right? We were dialed in until the pain was no longer there. The suffering was no longer there. And so therefore the focus or the intentionality of the habits fell by the wayside. So much so to the point that here we are back in the same cycle, the same situation we were in before, where now we're suffering again. And so now we're hyper-vigilant and motivated again to dial things back in, tighten up the bootstraps and get back to work, right? So we're not immune to this in every other area of our lives. Like how has this happened in your relationships and your marriages? How has it happened in your professional career or even in your business, if you're a business owner, right? Like you're in a state of suffering. And so therefore you're exhausting all resources to try and get out of that place of suffering. And next thing you know, things are going good, right? We've fought out of that narrow gate to try and get back into the wide gate, right? Where it's cushy. We got plenty of room on all sides. We're doing good. We're not quite as focused or kind of buckled down as we were. And then now next thing you know, the funds are drying up. The leads are dried up. The cash flow is not what it was. And we start panicking, right? Now we're suffering. We're suffering again. Now it's time to get serious again. So what do we do, right? What do we do to try and avoid those low points and the highs and lows and the roller coaster that we set ourselves out on when we live in that apathetic state? So I want to say it's not realistic for us to try to think that we're always going to be in like a hyper-vigilant state where we're always working on working towards improvement or pushing ourselves forward. That's not something that we're going to be able to do. You know, at least I know I'm not capable of that. That's impossible. But how do we try and build in some safeguards to try and minimize the impact that the apathy or the passivity of man creeps into our daily routines and then kind of disrupts that suffering, right? That we tend to seek when we're looking at being very intentional about improvement. All right. So, and that analogy that I use, you know, in your business and your finances or how the business is going, right? That happens in our relationships too, you know, because we see it there of, I thought things were going pretty well, you know, because we weren't having much fights for a while. Things were going really well. I thought we were both on the same page. And then next thing you know, it seems like she's got some kind of distance about her. She's not the same as she was. She doesn't seem as happy as she was. So what's her problem? You know, and it, our first instinct, right, is to try and kind of cast assertions onto our wives and our girlfriends thinking, what's your problem? Right. And we ask that question because we know the answer, right? We know the answer and we're afraid of being told what we were most afraid of hearing. And that's you've dropped the ball, right? You've gotten comfortable. You've stopped pulling your weight. You've stopped being intentional and showing up and continuing to date and pursue me. And so now I'm not happy because I feel like I'm not in this with an equal partner. I don't feel like I'm being pursued or that the relationship is being nurtured as much as I feel like I'm trying to nurture it. And so now we're having a fight, right? And then our first thing, what do? We get pissed off. We disagree. We think everything's fine. What are you talking about? You're overreacting, being dramatic again. And your argument has no basis, right? How many of you have been in that cycle, right? It always happens. You get into a really good place as a result of having some sort of suffering in the dynamic there. One or the both of you are suffering.
In 1 mile, exit right.
And so the suffering has led to a really intentional effort, right? You're pulling out all the stops to try and put an end to the suffering. So you're picking up the slack, right? You're scheduling regular date nights. You're trying to frequently show her love in the way that she receives it and understands it most. And everything's good, right? And so happy wife, happy life. Things are smooth sailing. What's there to complain about now? You know, well, you get comfortable.
In a quarter of a mile, exit right.
There's a lot of reasons why things can be maybe ignored and all that effort you're putting forth. And so you don't need to be as hypervigilant as you were before. And just like with water or anything else, right? Unless it's flowing, unless things are continually moving in the right direction, then bad things start to grow, right? And you start getting some nasty bacteria, right, that start eating away at the fabric of the harmony that the relationship's in. And it sucks. It sucks. And we all get there because it's like, I'm tired of working so hard all the time to keep things in a good place, right? Can't we just kind of coast on autopilot for a while or cruise control? Wouldn't that be great? Unfortunately, men, it doesn't work that way. And so in what ways, I guess, does apathy show up in your life, right? Does it affect, maybe it's your spiritual walk, right? Maybe you're in a place of suffering, and so you're really dialed into reconnecting with your prayer life or reading the Bible, and that's got you dialed into a really good routine, right? You're very intentional with the structure that you create there. And then, you know, we start to get comfortable, we start to get apathetic. And maybe that's how it shows up for you. And guys, I'll kind of segue into this last part here of how do we combat that? And I think one of the guys made a really good point last night that I agreed with, is that we tend to have everything else in check and taken care of when we're less apathetic in that spiritual walk, right? When we're spending more time talking to God, in community with God, in His Word, and seeking out the ways that we can best cultivate that relationship we have with Him, with Jesus. Once we start letting that slip, that's when the relationship starts to suffer. That's when business starts to suffer and our physical health starts to suffer, right? Because we don't value those things as closely because we're more distant from God and what He wants for us and the model that He's laid out and how to lead all those things, right? And to lead ourselves. And so if we don't lead ourselves first, we become apathetic in that area, then everything else downstream suffers as well. So, you know, think about some people that you might have in your life that are really, somebody to look up to in that area, right? Reach out to them, try and see, hey, like, I really admire your spiritual walk and how you kind of manage yourself and the way you go about things. Like, what are some things I can learn, right, from this person? Think about that. Don't try to be just like them. That never works. But what are some nuggets that you can take and incorporate and implement into your life to try and fight that apathy and that passivity that we face and tends to pull us down and make us get back into that place of suffering, right? So I hope that this message was able to resonate with you all. I appreciate you bearing with me as I was on the phone trying to do it from my car. I promise next week, the next episode, I'm going to try and get the internet situation fixed. I think it was a router issue. So I'm looking at getting that taken care of now that I've got it diagnosed, I had to put out an episode before waiting too long. So I appreciate your all support. I appreciate you listening and your subscription support. The financial support that comes from that is very, very appreciated by me. And it's very helpful to be able to kind of give you guys a better quality experience with the content being ad-free, and then, you know, some of the perks that come along with that. So thank you all, and we'll come back with the next episode, hopefully with better quality in terms of production. And let's fight being apathetic, right? Let's not seek suffering, but how can we seek the intentional habits and day-to-day things that we can do to try and fight that apathy in whatever area of our life that it is. All right. So I look forward to hearing from you all. I'd love for you to comment on this episode and your takeaways from it and how apathy has shown up in your life and what you've done to combat it. Right. So you send me an email, becomingabettermanpodcast@gmail.com. I look forward to maybe following up with an episode responding to your emails. And then, like always, if you have an interest in the 21-Day Becoming a Better Man Breakthrough course, check out the link in the show notes where you can sign up there and get started. It starts up the next morning after you get registered. So it's a limited time offer right now, 80% off. So I think it's about $20 for you. And get started, right, on fighting that apathy bug there with an intentional stepwise approach. So thank you, guys. Love each and every one of you and the support and the community that we can hope to grow from this. And we'll see you next time. So that's it for this episode of Becoming a Better Man. If you found this episode helpful or interesting, something that you could apply to your everyday life, please post on your social media platforms what your takeaway was from this episode, as well as taking a screenshot with the tag Becoming a Better Man. So that way we can help spread the word on Instagram and Facebook and help get more men aligned with their purpose, trying to become better every day for themselves, their communities, and their families.